I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
Is significantly smoother than our last drug trip fever dream, which we may record anyway.
We don't know. But I want to take this moment to actually say that if you are listening to this and you're also an artist or you create things, it's actually okay not to be perfect. And, you know, that last episode was not our best.
No.
At all.
Which is ironic because we actually spoke about being aiming for A pluses and giving
Well, you want A pluses, yeah.
Or whatever.
This was not even a B.
It was a D minus.
But we can come into this episode knowing, I will say right now, 10 out of 10 episode.
10 out of 10. It was fucking spicy.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of this show, we're talking about the beach episode. I'm pretty sure it's called Life's a Beach. Season 10, episode 12. We didn't write the episode name down. We're going to improve from this point on. Another low point. Welcome to Reality Blows. I'm Blo.
And I'm Job.
Let's do this.
So Katie and Lala talk about the night before, about kind of them snogging. So Katie and her squeeze are snogging.
Right, satchel, my favorite. Satchel, ring-wearing satchel.
Yeah. We saw some intense PDAs. Ugh. DPAs? PDAs. Where are you on the PDA? What is too much PDA? What is not enough PDA? Where are you at?
I'm not a PDA person. Like, I think for me, like, hand-holding, hand on the back is a nice level. I don't think I'd appreciate tongue. Like, little kisses are fine, but, like...
Well, they were nuzzling necks. And
yeah, that was insane.
That was a so lot.
Like, tongue, like, really weird, like, groping and shit like that. I mean, like... Yeah.
I'm pretty good on, like, I'm happy with a lot of PDA.
Yeah.
That was too much PDA.
Yeah, it was
It
weird.
Made me want to do less PDA.
It wasn't, because it wasn't, like, conventional PDA either. It wasn't, like, oh, cute little kiss. It was, like, weird, like, neck whispering weirdness that's just, like, ugh, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
You do you, boo, but I'm happy for you, but, like, it was just weird to see. Like, you know, I'm glad if he's hitting you right, whatever you need, but, like,
Nah.
What?
Okay. Let's just judge it. But also weird is the Toms at the start of the episode trying to run, and we think they're trying to run interference. Remember when they were in front of that food?
Well, Sandoval and Tom, but mostly Sandoval, sort of complaining about his relationship with the Ariana. He's not respected. She thinks he's stupid. Yeah. She thinks he's annoying, which
it's all true. But Ariana's been a queen.
Yes, but we've watched her diffuse these points in the most respectful way possible. And nothing really justifies cheating on a partner. I'm just saying that out. If you find that your partner is disrespecting you, finding you annoying, the first thing you need to do, my beautiful person that is considering cheating, what? Talk to them.
Kill yourself.
Shut up, John. Talk to them about it.
No, if you're considering cheating, you should jump off a bridge. Absolutely. I'm kidding. You talk to them.
And also
very
be
clear,
honest about
what
you're feeling.
And I think that's the thing, is no one's saying this is easy.
No.
But the only way through is to go, I'm struggling.
Yes,
100%. And this is where I'm at. This is what I'm struggling with.
Relationships, baby.
Though, in a heightened sense of, like, people in sync, Ali and Tom then talked a bit about Scandoval.
Yeah.
It's dropping. Like, I think without realizing they're talking about, like, Raquel and Tom Sandoval at the Abbey.
Yes, there's like a very, it's beginning. The cracks are appearing in the group. And I think like this, that could essentially explain that it fucked up tension this episode. I feel like a storm is a brewing in this group. There is catastrophic shit that people are trying to suppress. But yes, Ali brought Sandoval in. We are now at the beginning stages. It is but a seed. And then we had Katie and Ariana talking to Lisa in their new shop space, which was such, which put Lisa in the worst light possible.
Lisa was about?
So we've watched Raquel make out with this waiter called Oliver, who was exposed to have been married and has been cheating on his wife, piece of shit. But Lisa goes into bat for this cunt.
Yeah. And also, like, I think the thing is, I want to be very clear right now. He's not a piece of shit because he kissed Raquel.
Yes.
Okay? He's a piece of shit because he lied about the status of his marriage or divorce, fucking whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, the night that he kissed Raquel, like, many episodes ago, he fucked his wife / ex-wife.
That is the problem.
Like, this is the problem. Be very clear. If you've broken up or you're in divorce proceedings and you sleep with someone else, that's fucking fine.
Yes.
That's normal.
Yes.
And also, I want to be very clear, fucking an ex or someone you're divorcing, also normal. We've all done it. We've all gone to exes.
But you don't go back and forth, bitch.
You don't go back and forth.
You don't go back and forth, bitch. You don't do that. Okay, that's fucked up. You're hurting two people.
Yeah. It's just, and then when Lisa's like, I think the only thing Lisa said that I'm like, I guess fine if I really warped this in your favor.
Yeah.
Was no one here is like morally pure enough to throw this.
I hate that argument. People were like,
they're in LA logic.
No, I hate it because it's like, unless you have no sin, you shall not cast the first or whatever the fucking... Like, it's so archaic.
I would throw a stone at Sandoval.
But I think the important thing is like, we grow as a community, as a friendship group in our relationships by calling people out and having accountability and growing through that. That is important. We can't just sit here and be like, who am I to judge? You're still a human with feelings. You're still a human with the right to express yourself. And, like, whether it's how people handle that shit. I'm sorry, Lisa. You were off on this one. I love you, babe.
You missed the mark. You fucking missed.
You missed the mark, bro.
Then, just an we need an actual moment of brevity, not even memeing, was Ariana's grandma passed. Yeah. And that's fucking sad. We're really sorry. It's hard to lose grandparents.
And also, Ariana has had, as they've said in the episode, a series of grief. And we both know. She even says, I would like this to stop happening. And it's heartbreaking because her grieving continues.
It's going
to
get worse.
Yeah. Like, she lost her Charlotte. It
gets worse.
She lost her grandma and...
Her dad a few years before. Yeah.
And she loses her relationship this year and her way of life and her way of thinking. Yeah. It's all gone. Like, getting cheated on is a grief. It's grieving.
Yeah.
There's nothing more painful than that. We also have, like, another conversation, the beginnings of Scandaval with Ali and Sheena, which I thought the whole lunch was fun. Sheena is just so Team Raquel to the point where she's not even willing to admit that the behavior is strange.
Yeah.
That bit when she says, would you trust Brock at the alley at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
with Raquel, and Sheena goes, I would trust him in the same bed as her.
It's look,
Sheena.
Look, Raquel and Brock, if they were in the same bed, are just dudes being bros.
She is one of the boys. She prefers the boys. I think, you know, it's one of those moments where I think really represents Sheena's character as well.
Mm.
I find it really concerning. I don't think I would want a woman in my circle that is kind of, I don't know, the stuff that Raquel's displayed, I don't know. And then, like, Sheena backing it is a bit fucked.
But I would say, like, sadly, the other side of this coin is I think, like, men and women and their friendship dynamics has not been properly explored in our society.
Mm.
And it's going to take time and it's still a struggle. Like, I mean, look at us.
Yeah, we're besties.
Like, how many fucking comments do we get, even from, like, your family?
Yeah.
And, like, it's just a thing that happens.
People think we're going to get married.
And we are not.
We are. No. 100%. I mean, like, but this
is
even,
the thing,
like,
is, I love myself. So I probably.
But I mean, yeah, we are constantly told that we're going to get married. But I think, I think the reality is, I don't think Sheena has any healthy relationship with men. Like, I don't think she has what we
I don't have. Think she has any fucking healthy relationship with women.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Because I think both, I don't know. It's just, anyway, I think it's just really odd how, and I think it's painful how we see Sheena essentially get so blindsided by Raquel fucking over Ariana.
I've said this before, and I do maintain it, of Sheena, I'm so sad that Raquel and Sandoval cheated.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine Ariana, Raquel, Sheena in like a weird Switzerland kind of alliance, just fucking fighting Lala and Katie, and like it would have been so good. It'll never happen. I know I'm living in fantasy land,
babe.
But just I want whenever.
I know, man. You get butthurt thinking about it. This is the many times Jobs has brought this up. We've got to do this because we are running out of time. We've got to get to the beach because the beach is where the heat is at. I'm sorry. We've got to do it. We've got to talk about. Already it's terrible. The worst group dynamic you can imagine. Everyone is there. Everyone and their partners. We've got Satchel. We've got the Don. We've got fucking Charlie's
Lala
there.
Lala refers Christina, to him as the Don.
Yeah. Christina Kelly. Here we go. Every single person. It beginneth. Schwartz makes the joke about Rachella.
Now, for listeners, just in case you haven't watched this episode, and why not? Because this is the best episode of the season.
Start of this episode, bitch.
So, James has got a phenomenal opportunity DJing at some place.
Yeah.
And with, like, a phenomenal DJer.
Yeah.
Great. Don't know anything about that.
The editor did him dirty on that fucking post. Tiny little name at the bottom of the post. But let's continue.
And so Schwartz makes a joke. Well, what was the, like, more important DJing moment for you?
Yeah.
Was it the one you're about to do, or was it Rachella?
And
James... Does James?
he does the James we know and love, which is he gets very angry very quickly, gets incredibly personal and vitriolic, calls Tom fat, said he has a loser bar in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, his life is a piece of shit, the engagement was he regrets it. He regrets everything. He wishes he could take it all back. Like, explosions, like, just drop after drop. And then, you think the dust has settled? Schwartz says, don't you do that again, something like that. Yeah. He throws a drink in his fucking face. Oh, wait, no, he doesn't say that. I don't know what he said.
No, no, Schwartz didn't say anything. James just hit his through it.
Through it.
And then a few minutes later, Schwartz makes the courage.
Yes.
Turns like, I don't know what he's
doing. Do that again. It's
do something. And James just goes up to him and goes, do it. Fucking do it.
It was phenomenal.
I'm watching Schwartz weasel his way through to, like, this was funny and this was in bad taste.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm seasick. You are rocking whatever's happening.
Schwartz is, like, this is the thing. We spoke about this very briefly when we were watching it. Schwartz is not a kind person. He's incapable of empathy or care. And, like, I think, just because it's James doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to have sensitivity around that topic.
No, it would be shit.
But Schwartz has no sensitivity to anyone. No. He's a fuckhead.
But ironically enough, he's learning, like, empathy in the most fucked up way, like, in the most narcissistic way. Because when he saw Katie and Satchel making out, he's like, oh, just thinking about them snuggled up in bed and then the dog's there. And it's like, my brother in Christ, you cheated four times.
And also, you were making out with Raquel after Katie explicitly asked you not to. So, like, I don't know.
It's worse.
Lost fucking cause, man. Okay, then they leave the beach. We leave the sun and the sand. We go into a weird fucking bar. It's a weird place. It's crowded and strange and awful. It is even more chaotic in there. We have fight after fight. First of all, we've got Lala and Schwartz having a fucking massive fight.
And Schwartz showing his true colors once again.
Yeah.
We love it.
Just a highlight reel.
Yeah.
What did he say? You're corny. You're fake. Look at your lips. You're a great mother. And sarcastically. The book. Your book. What crap is that? Who are you, Lala? You're not even real. Just like insult after insult. And I have, like, Lala does not do great this season. She doesn't do great, but that moment was a real low point for Schwartz. That was
I think Lala still didn't act well. Like, it's two fuckheads doing it.
Yeah.
And then once another argument, or not even an argument, but like Sandoval and Sheena, when they talk, and Sandoval's like, everyone knows us. Everyone knows the Abbey. Do you think I'm stupid enough to bring, like, a secret rendezvous? It's like,
yes,
you did it.
And you didn't do it because you're stupid. You did it because you don't respect Ariana. You can't.
You don't respect anyone.
You don't respect her. You don't care that people know you there, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, like,
it's so frustrating. That was another moment where Sheena was going to get absolutely fucking blindsided. I can't imagine what that felt like watching this episode. And then we've got Sandoval and Katie fighting.
Yes.
About, like, you need to love someone for who they are, not who you want them to be. Bravo, Sandoval. Bravo. It's, like, hard. But, I mean, it's a good point. You know, Katie just wanted a partner who didn't cheat on her. She should have loved him for the partner he was, which was a cheating worm.
Katie wasn't good enough.
Yeah. She nagged too much.
Yeah, she just shared her feelings too much. Yeah. And, you know, Sandoval's living the dream where Ariane doesn't share anything.
Yeah.
Because she knows.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who are starting to know, Ali telling James to sit down and shut the fuck up because he's being a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Ali. And
that followed. Oh, that moment followed. My favorite bit in this episode where James puts water in his eye off a novelty drink that gets passed around, flicks into his eye, and he goes, Ali! And he runs into the bathroom freaking out, thinking it's like pure alcohol. And Sandoval's encouraging this delusion. Yeah. And then they ask the waiter, and the waitress is like, It's water. Yeah. It's just.
But then James is like, you're just not supporting me. And he does that on the beach as well.
He does on the beach as well.
Of just like, you, babe, you're just not supporting
me. The way you're squinting at me makes me think you're not on my side.
Yeah.
She's just like, what? You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
You threw a drink in someone's face. That's not how. She said the way you acted was the joke. That was it. And it's true.
It's fucking true.
Oh my God.
And the last joke was the producer asking Sandoval, have you ever had a physical relation with Raquel?
Smiling the whole time.
Smiling the whole time. No, never. No. Because, you know what? I agree. It's just bros being dudes.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out at the Abbey at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Bros put their dicks in other bros' pussies.
I'm so excited.
Well, you heard it here.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, but I would be so clear that's not happening between us. No. Get the fuck away from me.
I mean, as much as our families... Well, my family wants it to happen. It's absolutely not.
I don't talk to mine, so I'm saying that.
Phew. That would have been really awkward.
Who is your favorite this episode?
Baby.
So many good ones. It's Where have you got?
It's gotta be James for me.
Wow.
You know, I got that fight on the beach is fucking, it lives on. I replay that in my head and smile. Him calling Tom a, come on, fat boy. I love it. And when he gets that thing in his eye and he just freaks out, he's just a child. It's just gorgeous. Mm. Yours.
I think mine is going to be Satchel. Because in the most...
mine was Satchel last?
Yeah. Because in the most beautiful display of like art imitating life, his name's Satchel. And he literally was a Satchel. Yeah. He was just a quiet, inanimate object, just stroking Katie. Yeah.
What could he possibly... Like, if someone threw me into that situation...
You're fucked.
I would have been like, never do that to me. Again.
Yeah,
that was so insane. Yeah. I can't do this.
It was so
I know
good.
I want to get my music career off the ground. My name is Satchel. I imagine he's an acoustic guitar player.
That's with hair like that. He better be.
And he was like, "This is a good opportunity for me." After that moment, I would have been like, "Get me the fuck off this show. Yeah. Rip off my contract. It's over.
I'm done." But memes aside, it's James. Anyway, that's us.
That's reality close, baby. Let's go.
We love you. And once again, sorry about the last episode. We hadn't done it for a while.
We were rusty.
We were tired as well.
Tired, rusty dogs.
Yeah, but we love you, and we're going to keep on doing this. So, right. Boy.